And you're hanging out with me, Mark Pittman. And hey, look, I'm joined in the studio right now with one of our producers, Bella. And we're going to be having a chat to Jasmine, who is a designer in the Western Sydney Fashion Festival. Girls, good evening. Welcome.
Good. Hi, how are you?
Good to see you, Mark.
Yeah, you too. What's been happening? Bella, you've been looking into this. What can you tell us?
Yeah, well, pretty excited. After cancelling their 2020 show, the Western Sydney Fashion Festival is back with a bang. So very, you know, face-to-face, guys. Well, actually, hopefully if this
hopefully,
mask,
fingers crossed,
mask mandatory, this little update. The community-founded event prides itself on celebrating emerging designers who are culturally diverse and or from Western Sydney as kind of like a counter-movement against mainstream fashion runways, which, like we all know, has from time to time lacked inclusive representation. Mm. So joining us today, we have one of those very special emerging designers, very exciting, Jasmine Kayart from the from her self-titled label. Thanks for joining us, Jasmine.
That's okay. You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So last year, unfortunately, the event had to be online.
Yes.
But this year, you know, we're back to
back in
face
action.
To face. What can audiences expect?
Well, I think no one expected COVID to hit so hard last year. Mm. And obviously, the whole fashion industry went online. And it's kind of a different atmosphere when it's online. You don't really get to see how the fabrics flow and move down the runway and move on the body. So I think this year will be a lot more tactile and more real.
Yeah.
Well, it is going to be real because you're going to be there in real life. But it's going to feel more real rather than watching it online.
Yeah, it doesn't really have the... It's nothing
it's
that
not
quite...
The same.
Yeah, it kind of captures it. So this is your first independent show. Can
yes.
you tell us a bit about what we should expect from, like, your designs and your inspiration?
Yeah, so I kind of brought the idea to life at the end of 2019, not really expecting, I mean, COVID to hit 2020. But it's kind of... I've kind of meshed my love for streetwear and tailoring and... mesh them together. So to create my like high luxury streetwear brand, and it's very minimalistic, very simple. My main colors are like your blacks, grays and whites, pop of colors here and there, but it's very
kind of
very
classic,
yeah, very classic for the everyone, for the everyday.
Yeah, I've actually been trying to get like more into it, like, you know, not following these really quick trend cycles that
yeah.
we have for fashion, more so like timeless pieces.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to create pieces that have longevity behind them.
Yeah.
Do you have anything in males, Jasmine?
Or... Yeah, so actually my elective was menswear. So
oh,
I did specialize in menswear. So I do plan when I eventually launch to have men's and women's wear.
Yeah, that's cool. Because, you know, when I think about female fashion designers, you just, I don't know, I just automatically just think that they're designing female clothes. So that's,
yeah,
that's
well,
cool.
No,
how wrong
surprising
am I?
You these days.
Now, like me, you're a proud Westie yourself.
Yes.
How important do you think it is to have events such as this to encourage like the arts in more in areas that are as culturally diverse as Western Sydney?
Well, yeah, I think it's really important because anytime you think of any fashion events or fashion fashion events, fashion shows, they're always held in the eastern suburbs or Sydney
yeah.
City. So I think now holding an event in Western Sydney opens up a whole nother spectrum and then gives it more accessibility to those who do live in the western suburbs. And it highlights, like you said, us Western suburbs creatives.
Yeah. Speaking of that, do you think that in the Sydney fashion scene, there's kind of a bit of exclusivity
mm-hmm.
compared to, like, depending on, like, where you're from? As you mentioned, most of, like, fashion events are held in,
mm-hmm.
like, maybe the CBD and mm-hmm. more centre of Sydney compared to, like, Greater Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Have you ever,
Look,
like,
I think just in the
that?
Bigger picture, it's very hard to break into the fashion scene regardless of where you're from.
Yeah.
It does take a lot of work, and especially being a young female, you got to work really hard in the business aspect and the marketing aspect for people to take you seriously. And I think now more than ever it's going to take a while just because of the backlash that we've gotten and the kind of delay that we have now in the industry because of COVID. So I think now for us emerging designers, getting representation and getting our foot into the door, into the fashion scene, is more important than ever.
Yeah, definitely. What struck out to me most about this event was how they described the festival as kind of a counter movement against mainstream fashion. Mm-hmm. Is this like reflected in the designs, or like what? Can you elaborate on what this means to you as like a designer in the show?
Yeah, I think as a designer, it's just being able to be given that chance to show. Like I was saying before, like emerging designers, it's really hard to break into the scene. And as someone who not necessarily has their name out there, you're not going to go show at Australian Fashion Week straight away.
Of course.
You're going to have to start smaller. And it's places and events like these and creators like these who create these events for us that allow us the opportunity to do so, get our name out there and get the experience behind us.
Yeah. So great. Like putting a spotlight on young talent from Western Sydney, all about it.
How many times have you taken part in the festival?
So this will be my first year.
It's your first year?
Yeah. Okay. I believe they've been running since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, actually, so I actually haven't heard of it before. And the creators reached out to me through my Instagram page, asked me to be a part of it this year. I had a look into it, thought it was so amazing what they were doing for emerging designers, and I jumped on that opportunity straight away.
Awesome.
How exciting. Well, definitely have to check out if you want to find more information about the Western Sydney Fashion Festival or Jasmine herself. You can find more information on our website. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
So excited.
Thank you for having
to
me.
See this.
Yeah, cheers, Jasmine. Sorry, when can we expect, when's the festival taking part again?
Right, so the 22nd of May. So it's a Saturday.
22nd of May.
And you can go to my Instagram. In my bio, there's a link to purchase tickets and all further information of where it's going to be, what time, what other designers are taking part will all be there.
Awesome.
How good.
That's great. So nice to have you in the studio, Jasmine.